Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Everybody, welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. So here are the rules of engagement. You know what I need to do? So during the weekday program, which, by the way, you can hear me on weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 630 KHAL, we have pre-recorded rules of engagement. I need to have the producer here in Denver do those for this program. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. First and foremost, if you want to ask me anything or tell me anything, so it's an AMA, ask Michael anything, and a TMA, tell Michael anything, you simply text me, and here's how you do it. On your smartphone, the phone number you're going to use is 33103, 33103. So you type in 33103 for the phone number, and then you start your message with Mike or Michael. Now, if you're a graduate of public education, you might want to use the word Mike because it's easier to spell than Michael, M-I-K-E. So you type the word Mike, and you type in your message, and you hit send, and then it pops up on my computer, and I read it, and you can do that anytime you hear my voice. You can do it anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then, if you want to find a local affiliate in your area, if you're traveling around the country and you're looking for an affiliate, you want to find out what time they air the program. Sometimes the affiliates repeat the program later in the evening. Sometimes they repeat it the next day like they do here in Denver. You can find that at a website that says michaelsaysgohere.com. Now, when you go to michaelsaysgohere.com, you'll also find all the links for my social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Now, on the Facebook page, there's a small group. There's a little private group that you have to request to become a member of. And that's called Michael Brown Unplugged, and that's on the Facebook page. And you can join that, and that's where you can post memes and post stories, things you want to ask me, things you want to tell me. You can do all of that there also. So michaelsaysgohere.com. And then the podcast, you can listen to me live on that website. You can also listen live on the iHeart radio app. Just download the iHeart app. And you can download the podcast. Now, you can obviously download the podcast anywhere. But here's the key about the podcast for all of the programs that I do. They're under one podcast called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. So if you want to subscribe to the podcast, that's what you search for. And then you hit that subscribe button. That's what a lot of podcasters will say. And please leave a 5-star review and tell me how great we are. So you can do that, too. So let's get started. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today because a lot of stuff has happened. And a lot of stuff happens. You know, this program is interesting because I spend 5 days a week doing 4 hours a day with stuff. And in my program locally is a lot like this program. It's mostly national stories with a few local stories that I can extrapolate out nationally. So things happen in Colorado or New Mexico, where I have a home also. Things happen in Colorado or New Mexico, or for that matter, any state. But if I can apply that, because I know I have listeners all over the country, I try to do that, you know, to apply it so you understand if you live in Poughkeepsie or you live in Akron or you live in Sacramento, the same theory, the same thesis of the story applies to you too. And then I come in here, and it's like, I always worry on Saturdays, even though I'm doing show prep on Friday, I still worry about Saturday. Is anything new going to happen? Is anything, you know, different going to happen? And oh, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, did new stuff happen? And we'll get to that in a minute. Chicago, let me just give you a little tease. Chicago was to do something that I joked about because of an editorial, I want to say, gosh, almost 20 years ago now, that I said, based on this editorial, it came out of either Sacramento Bee or one of the California newspapers. And I at the time said, there will come a time when some politician will indeed think that this is a great idea, and lo and behold, Chicago is going to do it. Or they claim they're going to do it. So there's the tease. So a 20-year-old story that I laughed about is coming true. I'm not going to see what that story is yet. But I want you to think about this. Every time that I do a story or I talk about how, for example, I've started referring to the Colorado General Assembly, which is what we call our legislature. I've started referring to it as the Politburo, because it's dominated by Democrats, and most of the Democrats that dominate the Colorado General Assembly, the Politburo, are, and I don't say this flippantly, they're Marxists. In fact, the newest member of the Colorado Politburo was appointed by the Democrat majority to fill a vacant seat. His name is Tim Hernandez. Name's not important. But Tim Hernandez is a self-avowed Marxist. And I find it just bumfuzzles me. It just makes me want to laugh and cry at the same time. Because we have people, this guy has been, I'm paraphrasing now because I don't have the story in front of me. But this guy was a community organizer. And of course, you know, the most famous community organizer of all time is Barack Hussein Obama. And of course, Barack Obama is known for his Marxist/communist tendencies, how he thinks the government is the answer to everything. And so this little twerp in Colorado, this self-avowed Marxist, has been calling for a forceful revolution. Now, if you're familiar with forceful revolutions, historically, that refers to Mao's Cultural Revolution. And Mao's Cultural Revolution killed tens of millions of Chinese, peasants, rich people, people that were a threat to Mao's, you know, Cultural Revolution, people, dissenters. Ooh, it always scares me because I'm always dissenting about everything. Dissenters, they all got wiped out. Well, this guy called for a forceful cultural revolution against two things. And I think they're separate things. Whiteness and white supremacy. Now, I think white supremacy, just like black supremacy or Hispanic supremacy or Asian supremacy, I think any of that ideology is a bunch of bullcrap. But I don't support a forceful revolution to outlaw or to kill or to degrade or whatever white supremacists or black supremacists or Hispanic supremacists. I mean, you get the idea. I think the way to counter any of that sort of supremacy is through the clash of ideas and convincing people that these people are bigoted and they're crazy and they're not good for society. But this guy wants to forcefully get rid of white supremacy. Okay, well, whatever. He's calling for a forceful revolution. But then he had to use the word whiteness. Now, wait a minute. Whiteness, like blackness, like Asians, those are all immutable characteristics that we have no control over. I can't help it that I'm white. You can't help it that you're black. You can't help it that you're Asian. This is how you were born. And so to call for a forceful revolution against whiteness is basically saying that I'm deemed not good enough to be a part of this society simply because of the color of my skin, because of my whiteness. That just drives me nuts. Absolutely just drives me nuts. So when I use those terms, Marxist, communist, fascist, I don't do so flippantly. I do so because that is truly the ideology of many of these people that are now part of the ruling class that makes up part of the cabal. So here's where we're going to go today. We're going to go through a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to go through this idea in Chicago, which I haven't decided when I'm going to do it yet. We're going to go through that. We're going to go through the latest Hunter Biden indictment. Oh, my gosh, everybody's talking about the Hunter Biden indictment. Well, let me tell you, it's a big yawn, and let me explain to you why it is in just a minute. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff regarding some crazy things going on. And again, we got the United Auto Workers strike. We got all sorts of things going on. We got Biden's getting more seniler. I know it's not a word. Seniler every single day. So let's get started. And what we're going to do is when we get back, we're going to start with the Hunter Biden indictment, because I think it's a smokescreen. It's absolutely a smokescreen for the White House and the Democrats on Capitol Hill. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael Michael to 33103. When we get back, beware the Biden distraction. That's next. I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win. Win, win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Human number 1459 says, I live in Arkansas. Do you mind if I listen? No, I don't mind if you listen in Arkansas. It's okay. I won't tell anybody in my town about you, but I worry about getting the iHeartRadio app. Those bastards want my credit card number. No, the iHeartRadio app is free. You don't have to give them a credit card number to use the app. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that. So back to Hunter Biden. So this Hunter Biden story is really much ado about nothing. And I don't think you need to be necessarily a political genius to see that this is a smokescreen for the White House and it's a smokescreen for the Democrats. The indictment is contained in three parts. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. And it could have been brought a long time ago. This could have been, you know, they've been investigating Hunter Biden for 5, 6, 7 years, whatever the number is. Well, they could have done this particular indictment at least 5 years ago. So why did they wait and do it this week? Why does it come after a rough opening to September for Democrats? They have horrible polls. Joe Biden's age and approval ratings his age is way up there, and his approval ratings are way down there. And particularly, the same week that Republicans finally pulled the trigger on an impeachment inquiry. Now, let me explain real quickly. An impeachment inquiry is not an impeachment. The impeachment inquiry is, unlike the Democrats going against Trump, is, hey, let's give different various committees in the House where an impeachment starts. Let's give them subpoena power and authority to go out and to investigate and develop the facts, develop the evidence, and then we'll have a vote once they develop the evidence and the facts. If there's enough there, then we'll present it to the entire House of Representatives, and 435 members can vote on whether or not to impeach Joe Biden. That's due process. That's the way the Founding Fathers intended an impeachment process to be conducted. But isn't it interesting that Hunter Biden gets indicted the same week that the impeachment inquiry comes out? And if you listen to the mainstream media, if you listen to the dominant media, it was more about Hunter Biden than it was the impeachment inquiry. So why are they doing it now? Well, first, it's a big smokescreen. The counts in the indictments have nothing to do with what the Republicans are looking for in the impeachment inquiry. But they're going to combine these two stories. The Democrats and the media, the cabal, will combine the two stories. And they're going to do that, trying to conflate them and to get you to think that for some reason they're tied together. The gun charges are also the most sympathetic of Hunter's misdeeds. Given the drug his drug addiction, and therefore this will allow the White House to spin these indictments as somehow targeting the Biden family in some overly aggressive way. He was going through a lot. Joe has nothing to do with buying a gun. His son was addicted. You know, he didn't know what he was doing at the time. He didn't know that he was lying at the time. Really, you know, for those of you who aren't aware, when you fill out the background check, the question is something to the effect, are you now or have you ever been a user of illegal drugs? Have you ever been convicted of any sort of felony? You know, you don't have to be a recovering addict. You don't have to be off heroin or meth or whatever he was using, crack cocaine, whatever, to know that the answer to that question is, oh, yeah, I am using those drugs, because you know that you're using the drugs because you're addicted to them. When the sweetheart plea deal fell apart, well, now they can sweep that under the rug. And remember, sweeping that sweetheart deal under the rug is a really bad thing because it showed just how much collusion there was between the Department of Justice and Biden, Hunter and Joe, and the lawyers, all kind of, you know, working together to let's combine these, let's make them into misdemeanors, let's just give him, you know, some probation time, and then we'll give him immunity for all the other things that we're investigating too. So now they can say, look, the Democrats can. We're the party of law and order. Nobody's above the law. And this indictment proves it. Let the courts work. Just like with former President Trump, let's just let the courts work. And already Jamie Raskin is out talking to the media and saying exactly that. You know, some of the more pointed Democrat trolls can also call Republicans hypocrites. Because Hunter's lawyers will challenge gun provisions, and they'll use, you know, anti-NRA arguments, particularly last summer's Supreme Court ruling in the Bruin case, which reaffirmed an individual right to keep and bear arms. Do only the Bidens not have gun rights? I mean, that's how twisted they're going to make it. And everybody knows that Joe Biden is never, I don't care what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the press secretary, says, Joe Biden is never going to let his sole surviving son see the inside of a prison cell. He will either win re-election and pardon him, or he'll lose re-election and pardon him, or he'll pardon him and then resign and not run, clearing the lane so Kamala Harris or somebody can take over. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has already told us that. She told us that, she said just the opposite. And when she says, because we know that when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goes to the White House press room and holds a press conference, that virtually everything that she says, well, is simply not true. She is absolutely amazing about how she's able to lie about things.
Second one, would the president pardon or commute his son if he's convicted?
So I've answered this question before. It was asked of me not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I was very clear, and I said no. Go ahead, Mary.
Thanks. The president said today record profits for the automakers should mean record contracts for the UAW. Does that mean that he supports a 40% raise in these new contracts?
I'm not going to get into the specifics. I mean, the president has always said that there should be, that he believes in fair wages and fair benefits for workers. That is nothing new, right? He believes in making sure that workers are able to raise their family, right, to be able to have what they need to do that in a way.
She's not done. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Why is the Biden pardon a smokescreen? Text the word Michael to 33103. More from Kareem coming up next.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome the Shasta County citizens advocating respect with the latest on what's happening with all aspects of our community. Also joining us is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer with the latest on good news for veterans. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, the 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So she's asked the press conference. I just want this thing played completely through, because I want you to hear everything in context. And it starts out with a reporter asking, would the president pardon or commute his son if he's convicted?
Pardon or commute his son if he's convicted?
So I've answered this question before. It was asked of me not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I was very clear, and I said no. Go ahead, Mary.
So go ahead, Mary. So I've answered this question before. It was asking me not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I was very clear, and I said no. Go ahead, Mary. And then they go off onto the United Auto Workers strike. She may say no, but I don't believe it for a New York minute. Prison cell. But I also believe that there is enough collusion between the White House and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, and there's probably pressure put on, and there's already a family relationship, I don't mean like relative, but the families have relationships, between the U.S. Attorney, the special counsel, and the Biden family. Yeah, most people don't know that. So there's all of this already, this kind of collusion going on, and I don't think Hunter Biden's ever going to see the inside of a prison cell anyway, but everybody wants you to think that he will. I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that he ever will. The pressure that is suddenly being put on Joe Biden to not run in 2024 is additional. He's got bad poll numbers. He's got the United Auto Workers strike, which is kind of interesting because he said to the rail workers, no, I'm going to intervene. I'm going to prevent you from striking. But he didn't do it with the auto workers. And so the auto workers are a little ticked off about him. And then you've got David Ignatius, the Washington Post columnist, and you have CNN, and you have MSNBC all coming out and talking about Biden's health, Biden's senility, his dementia, talking about, you know, there's one story Joe Scarborough was quoted as saying that, you know, it's a open secret in Washington, D.C., that every time everybody's off air and everybody's socializing, everybody's going out for dinner and drinks, and everybody's going to all the socializing they do in Washington, D.C., that all they talk about is how Joe's too old and he shouldn't run again. But they're now saying the quiet part out loud. And they're saying it in editorials. They're saying on the cable news channels. I think that pressure will be almost insurmountable when one other thing happens. And that's the actual big and relevant Hunter violations of the law on the Foreign Agent Registration Act, which other people go to jail for, tax fraud, and more, all the next shoe to drop. Well, we'll see if there's enough pressure that they ever do. At that point, the question becomes whether a pressure campaign from the Democrats puts Joe Biden in a position of making his son the fall guy for all of this, or he chooses the pardon path. Now, what would you do? Now, I know being president of the United States is a little bit different. But when you think about how Joe Biden has done everything that he can, using his son, I mean literally using his son to make millions of dollars, yet at the same time trying to protect him from the law, trying to protect him from all these indictments, what would you do? What would you do with your son if you had the ability to just wipe all of this stuff out? Because these are federal charges. So the president has the power under the pardon clause of the Constitution to pardon anybody for any reason or no reason for any federal charges. These aren't state charges. These are federal charges. What would you do? I think I know what Joe Biden would do. At his age, he would pardon his son. He would either resign, you know, announce his resignation and then pardon his son, or he would pardon his son and then announce his resignation. But I want you to think about this. If Hunter Biden had not gone to that state dinner just after his plea deal was announced, would all of this play out the same way? Because I think his son, I think Hunter Biden appearing at a state dinner, after the plea deal was announced, pretty much says to the world, I'm going to do whatever it takes, and my son is going to walk around with his head high. He will never see the inside of a prison cell. I will do whatever it takes to protect him. I'm looking at everything else going on around here. I have to walk down the baby steps of Air Force One. I can't walk out the big presidential door at the front of the plane and walk down all of those stairs. I have to walk out of the belly of the plane. I have to announce to the world that I'm going to go to bed at the G20 summit or Vietnam, wherever he was. I'm going to go to bed. He tells crazy stories all the time that don't make any sense, that literally don't make any sense. All of those things are going on. At what point does the president just say, you know what? Enough is enough. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pardon my son and I'm going to move on. You know, I say that he says crazy things. You know, he's always said that he grew up as, you know, as a scrappy boy in Scranton, Pennsylvania, a union town, a union guy. And, you know, and he was a lifeguard and he did all these things. And all of a sudden he was raised in a Puerto Rican community. And then he was raised in a Catholic community. And then he was raised in the cathedrals of Catholicism. And then all of a sudden he tells a group of rabbis, well, actually,
you might say raised in the synagogues of my state. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. But back in Wilmington, Delaware, Beth Shalom was a home of countless friends for me.
Well, okay, we can dissect that sentence all you want to. He says, you might say, was raised in the synagogues in my state. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Back in Wilmington, Delaware, Beth Shalom was the home of countless friends for me. Well, I think he's reached that stage in his life where he's just conflating stories and he's just making things up. I'm sure the synagogue in Wilmington, Delaware was a place where maybe he had lots of Jewish friends and they all went to this particular synagogue. But to say that I was raised in a synagogue? I thought you were raised by Puerto Ricans. Then I thought you were raised by Catholics. Then I thought you were raised by, you know, just working class stiffs in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's just, he's just all over the place now. And it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. It's getting a lot worse. So I just want you to think briefly about this latest indictment. Because the latest indictment is really a smokescreen. You might even, if you wanted to really play conspiracy, you would argue that, well, they indicted him after the plea deal fell apart on these minor gun charges, so they could just, that would be enough to tip Joe Biden, his father, over the fence and get him a pardon, and we could just forget all of this. Except that has political blowback. Or it could be that they've indicted him simply because the U.S. attorney knows that he has to do something. Since the plea deal fell apart, and now we know why the plea deal fell apart, because there are all these other investigations going on about the Foreign Agent Registration Act, all these other investigations about the tax evasion, all these investigations about the gun deal, all of these things are going on at the same time. And so one has to wonder, is this really about seeking justice? I mean, 5, 6, 7 years? I can guarantee to you that if somebody in Colorado bought a gun at a gun store, used or lied on the background check, as Hunter Biden did, and then it was later found out, I don't know, 6 weeks later, 6 days later, 6 hours later, that he had lied on that form, the U.S. attorney in Colorado would be indicting that individual. They would be tried and due process, get a fair trial, but they would probably be tried and convicted, and they would spend, at least 6 months in jail, depending on their background, depending on their criminal record. They'd probably do, 90 days in jail, 6 months in jail, but they would do jail time. How are they going to get by with that here? I think that this is all a part of the grand scheme of the Democrats and the Democrat machine, which includes Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, and the Biden-appointed U.S. attorneys, to push Joe Biden, the president, over the edge. And it solves their problem of Joe Biden and him not running in 2024. Now, here's what I find interesting. Why are Republicans so desperately attacking Joe Biden for being senile and demented and incapable of running for office. I think that's a big mistake. I'll explain why next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on all the social media platforms. I'll explain why I think Republicans may be shooting themselves in the foot next.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
We'll be right back.
Michael Brown that you're listening to, and I appreciate you doing that. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, where you can find all of that at michaelsaysgohere.com. So I've been fascinated over the past, couple of months now. And I'm guilty of this, too. But I'm not, I try to point out two things about me. One, I ain't a journalist. I don't pretend to be a journalist. I don't want to be a journalist. I am an opinion guy. I'm a talk show host. I come on air to tell you what I think, why I think it, hopefully get you to think about things. I'm not always trying to convince you to come to my side. I'm just telling you what my side is or what my thoughts are, and you can choose to either rip them apart, send me a text message and rip them apart, or you can agree with me or disagree. It just doesn't make any difference to me. I think, which I know people find strange, but I come on here to just be me. And to just be me, and if that attracts a great audience, then I'm successful, and that shows in the ratings, and that shows in the endorsements, and that shows in the sponsors, and all of that. So that's just what I do. And the second thing is, I'm no longer, even though I guess I'm a politician at heart, but since I left the federal government, since I'm no longer the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, since I'm no longer, I'm not running for Congress, I'm not running for dog catcher, I'm not running for anything. But I do talk about politics, and I do make my observations, and I make a lot of observations about Joe Biden. And one of my observations about Joe Biden, and those of you who listen to me locally during the week know that I say this probably incessantly to some of you, that it's time for a transformational change, a generational change in our politics. I'm a baby boomer. I'm a young baby boomer. But yet I'm still just in that category. I'm just on the edge of being a baby boomer. But I think it's time for baby boomers generally to step aside. Not all baby boomers, because I do understand that people age differently. I always give the example of my 92-year-old mom. My 92-year-old mom can walk circles around Joe Biden right now, who is, she's what, 12 years older than he is. But he acts 12 years older than she is, and she's 92. So I plead guilty that I am one of the ones that talks a lot about Joe Biden's senility. I try to do it, though, in the context, not necessarily politically, but it really concerns me, having worked in the White House. I know how important it is to have a president who knows what time of day it is, who knows how to turn right and walk off the stage, that knows that when you're giving a Medal of Honor to someone, you don't just pin it around his neck and just walk off the stage. I mean, if George Bush had done that when I was the undersecretary, we would have all kind of gathered together and said, what's wrong with the boss? What's wrong? So I talk about it in terms of national security. It really, truly does frighten me that Joe Biden doesn't know what time of day it is. His schedule is, the only comparison I can't compare the Obama administration. And I can't compare, I had a few friends that worked for Trump, but I wasn't there. But I was there for almost 6 years with Bush. And I can tell you that the days working for Bush started at 6-7 o'clock every morning. And sometimes on the weekend. And it was a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. And it was pressure. There was a lot of pressure. External pressures, internal pressures. Of course, we were in a war footing, but you might say we're in a war footing that right now, too. There was Congress. There was 9/11. There was everything going on. Imagine Joe Biden. At least I do this. I imagine the times that I was sitting in the Roosevelt Room or the Oval Office with George W. Bush, and I substituted. I don't care what you think about Bush's policies. I didn't agree with all of his policies, but yet I considered it an honor to having worked for a president of the United States. But I think about sitting in those rooms, sitting in the Oval Office, sitting in the Roosevelt Room, sitting in the Cabinet Room, sitting on his office in Air Force One, and then I, in my mind, I substitute George W. Bush for Joe Biden. And it scares me to death. Because I know the kinds of decisions that have to be made all the time. So I understand why, from at least my point of view, why I consider Joe Biden's mental state to be a national security threat, and for that matter, to be a domestic security threat. And his policies, obviously, I disagree with. But Republicans, from a purely political, retail political point of view, this constant haranguing on Biden, which I just said I'm guilty of too, and now the Democrats are jumping on. Because the Democrats see what we see. And if the Democrats are able to push him out, and instead the Democrat nominee becomes, I mean, there's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but I don't think Bobby Kennedy Jr. will make it. But let's say Bobby Kennedy Jr., or Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer, or Governor Pritzker, or pick any Democrat senator, any famous Democrat congressman, and or any other Democrat governor. And suddenly, they have a real primary, and they get someone who is vibrant, who is younger, who is energetic, who can articulate, who doesn't announce he has to take a nap, that it's time to go to bed, and Republicans are going to realize suddenly, uh-oh, we got what we wished for, and we maybe shouldn't have wished for it, and that is a really viable candidate. Coming up next, I want to tell you what the Chicago mayor is doing. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I'm going to tell you, it's a perfect example of, you know what? Be careful what you wish for. I'll be right back.
You've heard me discuss how my everyday aches and pains were affecting my daily life before I started taking Relief Factor. You've also heard me talk to you about how my friends and family have found relief from their aches and pains with Relief Factor. Well, let me tell you about Gary from California. Gary says, I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better and will recommend Relief Factor to all my baby boomer friends. Well, thanks for writing, Gary. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Nearly 1 in 10 of America's unionized auto workers went on strike Friday at Detroit's big three car makers.
When they're profitable, it's all theirs. They want to keep it all.
That complaint from United Auto Workers President Sean Fain. He told WXYZ the UAW was not going to drag out the negotiations.
We want a fair agreement. We want fair economic and social justice for our members. That's what this is all about.
President Biden is treading carefully as he responds to the walkout.
The president said no one wants to strike, but he expressed sympathy for the union at a time when automakers are earning lots of money.
Those record profits have not been shared fairly, in my view, with those workers.
Mr. Biden was careful. careful not to criticize the automakers who play a key role in the economy of several Midwestern states. Some Republicans blamed the president for pushing climate mandates, paving the way for the strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A jury has cleared three men in the last trial tied to the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
William Knoll, twin brother Michael Knoll, and Eric Molitor were all found not guilty of providing support for a terrorist act and a weapons charge. They were the last of 14 men to face charges in state or federal court. Nine were convicted, and now five have been cleared. The three men were accused of supporting leaders of the plan by participating in military-style drills and traveling to see Whitmer's vacation home in northern Michigan. There were gasps in the courtroom as the jury foreperson announced not guilty verdicts. The men cried as they hugged their lawyers and supporters. I'm Shelley Adler.
Storm Lee is toppling trees and cutting power to tens of thousands as it lashes New England and eastern Canada, even with its center still not ashore. Threatening hurricane force winds. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
Starbucks is trying to move away from using disposable cups.
Starbucks begins an initiative to replace its disposable cups with reusable ones, that being either a customer's own cup, reusable plastic, or ceramic mugs, to cut half of the company's carbon footprints by 2030. Michael Kobori, Starbucks head of sustainability, says the company needs to realize a path to sustainable cups.
We know that if we can crack the code and figure out how to implement a reusable cup system everywhere and not have any more single-use disposable cups, everybody will follow and we can change the system.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
The European Union has decided not to renew a ban on Ukrainian food imports heading to nearby countries that sets up a clash with Poland, Hungary, and Romania. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We're learning more about the convicted killer who escaped from custody in Pennsylvania and managed to elude capture for 2 weeks.
Danilo Cavalcante told investigators he had been planning a carjacking and wanted to flee to Canada or Puerto Rico. The 34-year-old also said he could sense law enforcement closing in and planned to get a car within 24 hours. Among other details, he says he survived on creek water and watermelon. He was taken to a state prison outside Philadelphia following his capture. He'll serve a life term for murdering an ex-girlfriend. Rich Thomason reporting.
Apple has agreed to install updates for iPhone 12 smartphones in France after French regulators ordered the company to stop selling that model. The regulators said it emits electromagnetic radiation levels that are above European Union standards for exposure, therefore causing a health risk. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Do you know what you're doing right now? Do you? You crazy goobers out there, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, which I greatly appreciate, but it proves that you're bat crap crazy. So here are the rules of engagement for the program. You simply text the word Michael to 33103. That's how you interact with the program. Of course, you can do it on social media too, which I'll get to in just a minute. But if I'm talking about anything, or you're listening on the podcast, you're listening live, your affiliate carries it later, you can always text me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I promise you this, I read every single text message that I get. And I get hundreds of them all the time, every single day. And I read them all. And I can guarantee you this too, that oftentimes those text messages either make me think about something from a different point of view. Sometimes you change my mind. Sometimes you harden my opinion. Sometimes I think, you might be a little crazy yourself. But nonetheless, I read every single one. So I really do appreciate you taking the time to send me a text message. In fact, I have one that has raised a question about something I talked about last weekend, which I probably do need to update, which I might do in the next hour. So you text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Do I have to explain how to do that? Come on, I don't have to do it again. Then the second thing you do is this. You go to a website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And we changed it to that because if I tell you the iHeart URL to get there, it's like / this and blah, 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 and / and / So we just shortened it to MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Now, when you go to that page, you'll find how to listen. And how to listen will show you all the different affiliates around the country, what time they air the program, the different days they air the program. You'll see all of the social media icons for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can click those. You can follow me. You can listen live to the program there. You can download the podcast. Or you can subscribe to the podcast using whatever podcast app you use. But you have to search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The podcast is all one podcast, so you get, when you subscribe, think about this. This is a really good deal. This is like going to Costco. This is like going to Sam's or something. You subscribe to that podcast, you get the weekday program and the weekend program, and we don't charge extra for it. So be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. I really do appreciate it. And quite frankly, my contract and my bonuses appreciate it too, so get it done. I talked about this story. It will now be 14 years ago. 14 years ago. I thought it was longer than that, but it's 14 years, which is long enough. I did not originate this story. This story originally appeared in, this does not tell me. For some reason, I think it was the Sacramento Bee. And it was an editorial on the Sacramento Bee. And I just want to go through it. I don't want to read it word for word, but I want to kind of tell you what it says. And I want you to think about it. Because this is now 14 years old. And it proves my point that this country is slowly but surely, incessantly, methodically being converted from a constitutional republic to something even worse than a European social welfare state. Now, we could debate for days on end about the reasons for it. Some of the reasons are going to be contained in this story. But for those of you who think that if you listen to me during the weekday, which again I would encourage you to do, 6 to 10 every Monday through Friday on 630 KHOW in Denver, you know that I talk about the importance of getting back to the tenets of the Constitution. Because the tenets of the Constitution allow us in this country to live in individual liberty and individual freedom. Now, individual liberty and individual freedom means that we live in a chaotic world because you have the ability, and I respect that ability, to make bad choices. I may think you're an idiot, and in some bad choices I may think you're an a-hole. Just depends on the bad choice that you make. But I respect that people have the ability to make bad choices because that's what freedom gives us. Now, we have a social compact called the Constitution, and through that social compact, we agree that there are certain rules and regulations by which we want to live by. Now, those rules and regulations don't guarantee that we have individual liberty and freedom because we have laws against murder. Well, I could walk out of the studio today and somebody, and it's actually happened in Denver, where a talk show host has actually been murdered for, and it was by white supremacists. He was a Jewish individual, and he was murdered for what he had to say on the radio. So if you don't think that I don't think, or I don't take my own personal security seriously, I do. But the point I want to make is this. We have laws against murder, but murder continues to happen. So why do we have laws against murder? It's so that when somebody does that, because we know that human nature is such that out of acts of passion, that people are going to kill somebody, or out of acts of just pure criminality, people are going to kill somebody. We want to be able to take them out of society so they can't do further harm to society. You know the escapee in Pennsylvania? Do you know that he's an illegal alien who came here from Brazil, who had murdered his girlfriend in Brazil, but somehow got out of Brazil, came to this country illegally, and then stabbed his girlfriend here 18 times, or maybe it's 30 times. What, 18 or 30? I mean, who's counting, right? The point of that is we have somebody that escaped a prison, guilty of murder, was a danger to society, and so the Pennsylvania State Police and the FBI and the DEA and others spent an inordinate amount of taxpayer money to capture this dirtbag. So we put him back in prison because he's already serving a life prison. So now they're going to, I'm sure they're going to charge him with escaping, which will tack on even more to his life sentence. So we have rules to give some order to society. The question then becomes, how many rules and laws do you want to limit the amount of choices you can make? And my contention is this. Over time, one government program that somebody thinks is a great idea today metastasizes like a cancer. It grows bigger and bigger until it goes completely out of control. And then we all become accustomed to it. And we all just live our lives under this avalanche of laws that try to restrict and control everything we do, that try to solve every kind of problem we can possibly have. You know, I thought about this because there's a story in Colorado I want to share with you, but all of you elsewhere. Colorado is beginning to build a lot of express lanes and toll lanes. Now, if you live in California, you know what I'm talking about. Because if you get on the 410, you get on the I-5. In fact, I've done this before myself. Leaving downtown L.A., I haven't been paying attention, and I just ended up in an express lane. and then I can't get over because traffic's so bad. And so I got a ticket for, you know, or I got a toll notice or something. And I called and I said, hey, listen, I talked to some really nice lady. And I said, I'm just this dumb kid from Colorado. And I got out of the toll. I got out of the ticket. She was really nice. In Colorado, as they start to build more of these express lanes and toll lanes and toll highways, somebody noticed there was a problem with Colorado license plates, our tags, our plates that we put on our cars. They were raised letters. They were painted on. And they were starting to wear off. And so the toll readers, and sometimes the cops were having a difficult time reading the plates if they were getting too old. So now they're trying to convert everybody to a certain type of plate that is laser printed because it's easier to read. See, they're solving a problem. They're solving a problem. But what are they doing? They're making it easier to identify you. And it actually said in the story, it makes it easier for plate readers and toll readers to read your plate. Oh, so it's easier to track me. It's easier to follow me around, you know, the front range as I drive up and down around Denver. Yeah, problem solved. To what? To less privacy for me. So these programs grow and grow because politicians always think that they got some problem that they need to solve. So when we get back, I want to walk through a 2009 editorial. And then I'll tell you what the mayor of Chicago is doing. Because this shows you, remember, this is 2009, and for those of you who don't know what day it is, it's 2023. What year it is, it's 2023. So text the word Mike or Michael. Follow me on all the social media. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. The 2009, we're going back in time. Next, don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
American Ironwork, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710. 530-949-0710.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple. Naturally, the best, not just the spring water.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Hey, thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really, I sincerely appreciate you tuning in. So let's get started. We're going back in time to 2009. And yes, I think it was the Sacramento Bee. And here's what this person wrote in an editorial. One of the greatest scandals of our age is that America spends more on food than any other nation. And a lot of political leaders are right now calling for urgent reform to bring spending on food under control. Now, while food spending is rapidly increasing, and I might add personally right now because of inflation, and many Americans are obese, some Americans don't have enough to eat. Now, in spite of all this high spending on food, the United Nations reports that according to surveys that they sent to government officials around the world, the quality of food in this country is ranked very low. Results from officials in France report that their food is the best in the world. Although that needs to be taken with a grain of Dijon mustard, it might be true. More insulting is the higher ranking that British experts give their food. Leaders in Congress, thank God we're leaders in Congress, they now point to what they see as the heart of the problem. Corporate greed in the form of grocery stores and restaurants that are operating on a for-profit basis. Now, they promise to replace all private grocery stores with a national system of government commissaries, which will operate far more efficiently without the administrative overhead required to make a profit. As it will take some time to organize the national network of commissaries, initially, groceries will be available only at offices of the Department of Motor Vehicles and, of course, the U.S. Postal Service. Now, these offices have a proven track record of operational efficiency and excellent customer service and will be a model for the development of a government commissary system. Congress and the administration say they're going to achieve even more efficiencies by prohibiting all advertising of food and food products. Now, we'll still advertise pharmaceuticals. We'll still advertise every kind of medicine you can imagine. But we're not going to allow any sort of advertising for food and food products. I mean, after all, we don't allow advertising for smoking because smoking gives people cancer and food gives people obesity. But consumers will find shopping to be much easier if their personal preferences are eliminated in favor of whatever foods the government makes available. Isn't that great? You know, I've often said, go to the grocery store and go to the aisle where all of the beverages are and look at all of the choices of bottled water. It's insane. There are people who are dying for water around the world, and we have grocery aisles that are dedicated solely to people paying for water that's in a plastic bottle. Yay, America. editorial continues. Now, to better control costs, the government's going to invest billions in new electronic food purchasing records. Everything you eat is going to be reported to the government, which will analyze the data to eliminate wasteful or unhealthy eating. Isn't that a great idea? I mean, I know that we talked about choices before, but a lot of people, as I said, you know, when you live in freedom and live in individual liberty and individual freedom, people tend to make bad choices. I made a bad choice this morning. You know what I did? So I was going to take the dogs out to this park and take them for a long walk. In fact, I saw one of you goobers on the trail. Said hi to each other. But you know what I did beforehand? I stopped at McDonald's and I bought 2 sausage and egg biscuits. Now, I didn't feed the biscuit to the dogs, but I gave the dogs the sausage and egg off one of the biscuits. I ate the other one myself. Now, you see, that will be reported to the government under this new program. And those really fat calories that I ate this morning, that will be deducted from future calories that I eat so that I don't become obese. This is a marvelous idea. The editorial continues. All new food must be approved by a Comparative Calorie and Taste Administration, which will eliminate most of the unnecessary brands of potato chips. And as anyone who shops in grocery stores knows, we have far too many brands of beer. All of this, you know, these micro brews, we got to stop that crap. Just, you know, one beer, government-approved beer. But then the editorial goes even further, and I think this is a brilliant idea. Certainly saved me some money. All private restaurants will be closed, but limited cafeterias will be operated as government commissaries. Congressional liberals point to school lunch programs as a model, and the proven results demonstrated by several generations of well-nourished, trim, and fit students. That was hard to say with a straight face. And, of course, we veterans also remember all of that great Army chow. So far, conservative leaders are at a loss after hearing these proposals. Some of the more courageous conservatives are responding with proposals for mandatory food purchasing. All citizens, including those who go to bed hungry every night, will be required to purchase membership in a new food management organization. To further control costs, the purchase of certain cuts of meat and imported gourmet foods could require the food management organization's advance approval. See where this is going? Isn't this a great idea? Now, I want to finish the editorial when we get back, and then we're going to go to the Windy City. Because the Windy City, well, they understand how to do things. And that new mayor, he's taking it to its logical conclusion. Text the word Michael to 33103. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Now, the weekend with Michael Brown continues.
You checked the legal title to your home. What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Last days of summer 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom built cedar planters 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1970.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Grocery stores. This is what we need. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and go to michaelsaysgohere.com to follow me on social media, get the podcast, blah, 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 do all of that. So these nationalized grocery stores are a brilliant idea. We have an obesity problem in this country. We have an equity problem in terms of distribution of food in this country. Michelle Obama introduced us to the term food deserts. Some people, there's not a grocery store within a mile and a half of their home. I heard that on the news today. No grocery store within a mile and a half. Wow. Okay. You know, for a dumb kid that grew up in, you know, on the Great Plains, a mile and a half is like a block away. But nonetheless, food and groceries are now becoming a right. And this editorial from 2009 predicted that this is where we would go. Except it was written tongue-in-cheek, but now it's coming to fruition. Let me finish the editorial. Across the political spectrum, he wrote in 2009, there is a developing consensus that the only appropriate response to the fact that some consumers cannot afford groceries is to impose a single, regimented, government-controlled food system on all citizens. Everyone agrees that this is certainly to provide the same consistently high standards as we see in public education. Now, rumor has it that the clincher for those proposing grocery nationalization was stated recently by the White House. Quote, the great thing about these proposals is that if we can somehow get this to work for groceries, we can apply the same idea to health care. I thought this was one of the most brilliant editorials ever written. I've kept a hard copy of it in one of my drawers in my desk at home. Because I knew, little did I think it would be today, or on a nationally syndicated program, that I would pull this editorial out. But I did know this. I did know that sometime I would. Because the idea for those who think that the government is the answer to everything, they would propose it. Do you think that I'm nuts?
That $500 million city deficit, the mayor is exploring the idea of opening...
By the way, this is courtesy of CBS Chicago. And the mayor they're referring to is the mayor of Chicago.
Like that $500 million city deficit, the mayor is exploring the idea of opening a city-owned grocery store to promote food equity.
But at CBS...
I'm sorry, I got to stop. Food equity? Now, you know what equity means. Equity means that we're going to make everybody equal. Everybody's going to be the same. There is no incentive to, you know, make more money than somebody else because that's going to be taken away in taxes so that somebody that makes less can be brought up to the lower standard that you now are. Isn't that fantastic? So whatever I might be making, you know, on my radio programs, that will be reduced so that somebody that is not working in radio, that's doing something else, that they can make more money so we have a great redistribution of money all across the country. That's equity pure and simple. It's also known in historical terms as communism. Communism. So every time you hear anybody talking about equity, they're talking about communism. CBS Chicago again.
$1 city deficit, the mayor is exploring the idea of opening a city-owned grocery store to promote food equity.
But at CBS News, Jermont Terry found out you won't be able to buy food anytime soon.
He's live in the newsroom to break it down for us. Jermont?
Joe and Erica, this is simply a plan and one done in small cities. But if the city-owned grocery store gets up and running, and that is a big if, Chicago will be the largest city to accomplish this. Tonight, Mayor Brandon Johnson's team explains the need for this push.
Many neighborhoods on the south and west sides are without quality grocery stores. Windows are boarded up after private chains moved out. Take this former Aldi at 76th and Ashland in Auburn Gresham. It closed more than a year ago.
All of our stores are closing, and so now we have to go outside of our neighborhoods.
Native Southsider Shelley Williams welcomes any plans to bring grocery stores back. That includes Mayor Brandon Johnson's newest initiative to get the city into the grocery chain business.
Well, I think that's a good idea that Mayor Johnson is picking up the slack where these big store chains are leaving.
Under Mayor Johnson's proposal, the city would use economic development grants. Yumi Grizz.
Now remember this. The city's going to use economic development grants. Where do we get money for economic development grants? Oh, yeah, taxpayers. So people who are living paycheck to paycheck, who are already struggling with inflation, people who are already trying to feed, you know, a family of four who are struggling, we're going to take some of the income taxes that they pay and give it to other people because they have to live in a food desert. All in the name of equity. All in the name of equity. Now, in a minute, I'm going to take this whole idea to its logical conclusion. And you know what scares me about me taking it to its logical conclusion? It actually makes sense to many people.
Administration's policy chief says the city will team up with an organization to open a city-owned grocery in one of Chicago's food deserts.
And so we are not spending any taxpayer dollars.
Now, I want you to listen to this woman. Now, the mayor's office has already said that they're going to use some economic development funds, which are tax dollars. A lot of cities have an economic development department. And those economic development departments get tax dollars to go out and try to spur more economic development. Try, you know, let's spend some tax dollars to build, to build a football stadium. Yeah, let's do that. And now to build a grocery store. Why not? But listen to this woman. Listen closely.
And so we are not spending any taxpayer dollars, right? What we're also going to be able to access is the funding that exists at the national level, at the state level.
Oh, we're not going to spend any tax dollars. But what we are going to be able to access is funding at the national and at the state level. The national ferry money? The state ferry money? Is that not F-E-R-R-Y, F-A-R-Y, the national or state ferry money? Is that where it's going to come from? She just said we're not going to use any tax dollars and then said, oh, yeah, we're going to use tax dollars.
Major grocery chains claim they left these communities because it just was not profitable. So it begs the question how Mayor Johnson can flip that narrative.
And so it's not necessarily about profitability. It really is about...
It's not about profitability. So we're going to operate these. They're going to be non-profit grocery stores using taxpayer dollars. So we're going to make it a non-profit, and somehow we're going to be able to feed everybody?
What is the impact on Chicagoans?
How does a grocery store get pushed ahead of crime and safety over other things?
I don't want to say that this is taking a priority. I would like to say that overall it's not also about a grocery store. What it is about increasing access to healthy options and to food for all Chicagoans.
Wait a minute. It's not about a grocery store, but it's about increasing access to groceries. Oh, not a grocery store. Oh, I know. A government-run commissary, like in the editorial. Yes, this is exactly what they wrote about in 2009, and now here we're actually doing it. We fast forward 14 years, and now this just becomes, this is a routine idea. Yeah, but let's take from some people and give to other people, and let's do it in the name of equity, i.e. communism, and just make everybody equal. You know, the great thing about this is we'll be able to solve the obesity problem because, we'll be able to control the caloric intake of every individual. No more trips for me and the dogs to McDonald's on a Saturday morning before we take our walk because, that might exceed my caloric intake.
And while the mayor's office says the grocery store will be funded by grant money, we should note some of the grant money could come from state and federal tax dollars. Just
this reporter's brilliant. This reporter's a master of the obvious, isn't he? So, now, while the mayor says that it's not going to use any tax dollars, we do note that it might come from grants. And grants, those are state and federal tax dollars. This guy's a genius, isn't he?
Not local tax dollars. There's no timeline when this initiative would or could move forward. Live in the newsroom.
Live in the newsroom. This is so-and-so from CBS Chicago. City-owned grocery stores. When we get back, let's play a little game. It's a serious game, but let's think about the concept here and why we're doing it and why grocery stores may have moved out of certain neighborhoods or why maybe, well, I'll give you an example of a little grocery store that I used to frequent when I lived on the northeast, or actually the southeast part of Washington, D.C., while I was the undersecretary. That little game coming up next. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame Sun.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a 2-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on 3 stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Jive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce 2 recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of 3 stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take
a sip of your love. Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Own grocery store and market, said Amer Paywar, senior advisor at the Economic Security Project. Not dissimilar from the way a library or the postal service operates. Wow, she actually said that. A public option offers economic choice and power to communities. A city-owned grocery store in the south or west side of Chicago would be a viable way to restore access to healthy food in areas that have suffered from historic and systemic disinvestment. Let's reimagine the role of government. Because now it's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? And equity is about equal outcomes. Equity is communism. You know, some people, you can take the lower ninth ward of Chicago, the lower ninth ward of New Orleans. You can take parts of, although it's changing a little bit, the parts of southeast D.C. And when I first moved to D.C. to go to work for the administration, I rented a little basement apartment in southeast D.C. You know where I got my groceries? Oh, not at a Publix, not at a Wegmans, not at, you know, a King Supers, not at a Whole Foods. Not at a Harris Teeter. I think that's the one on the East Coast. Harris Teeter. No, I got it at a little bodega on a corner in a small black neighborhood where this basement apartment was located that I was renting. It didn't have a great selection. But it got by because I ate out a lot because of my schedule. But I was able to get by. But it wasn't the greatest in the world. Equity. Everyone should have a Harris Teeter. Everyone should have a King Supers. Everyone should have a Publix. Everyone should have a Ralph's. Everyone should have, you know, a Piggly Wiggly. Everybody should have that. And they should all be the same. And think about if we're going to be reimagining the role of government, why not housing? In Colorado, all we talk about is affordable housing. What about transportation? You know, I'm destroying the planet because, and I'm not bragging here, I'm just stating a fact, between my wife and I, we own three vehicles. We don't need three vehicles. I should give one of those up to somebody else. The government should limit us to one vehicle, and quite frankly, they should limit us to one electric vehicle, and that should be provided to us so that everybody has the same, you know, four-seater, whatever. If you got six kids, I'm sorry. Everybody gets a four-seater EV. We can save the planet. You take this kind of thinking to its logical conclusion. There's not one dang thing that the government should not be involved in if we're going to truly achieve equity in society. Do you know why we're at this point? Because we have, and I've used this phrase a bazillion times over the past 18 years, we have abdicated our individual responsibility to be compassionate and to be caring about our fellow man. We have instead said, you know what, that's kind of, I don't really want to do that. Why don't you just, government, why don't you go do that? Why don't you go take care of poor people? Why don't you go take care of homeless people? Why don't you go take care of disabled people? Why don't you go take care of anybody that's other than like me? Why don't you go do that? And I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to see it. Don't have to look at it. You do it. Well, we could solve the problem of food deserts. One, by starting to enforce the law and trying to minimize crime, stopping shoplifting and actually allowing stores to stop shoplifters so that those stores could become profitable. We could also make it so that it's easier for someone like you and me to contribute to food banks so that food banks could serve that delta between what somebody can afford at a lower price grocery store, at a warehouse type store, versus going to a regular corporate store of some sort. But they already eat up so much in taxes, and they already eat up so much in everything else that people are tapped out. And people have indeed abdicated their passion and their compassion to the government. Oh, the government will take care of that. The government will take care of that. It'll take care of everything. The government just takes care of everything. So if we're going to take care of Medicare and Medicaid and you know, nationalized health insurance, nationalized or socialized medicine, why not grocery stores? We don't need all those selections of bottled water. In fact, we don't need all the stuff that is sold in this grocery store that I go to because some of it's not very healthy. And sometimes I consume it. And so now I got to work harder to take off a little bit extra weight that I put on last week. Equity. This is the logical conclusion of the nanny state that we're developing in this country. And Chicago is, and of course you have a Marxist mayor, so of course he's for this. And for the reporter and the little person that's going to advocate for this to start talking about how we're not using tax dollars, but we're going to use economic development funds, quit lying to us. Just stop that insanity. I want you to remember this hour of this program, because I just went from 2009 and a sarcastic editorial all the way to 2023, where what was funny and silly and absurd is now coming to fruition. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.